suffer, unlike the other men.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk. Then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53, and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts, all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff, and when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Haul. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up, it's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70.
Chains, my baby's got me locked up in chains. And they ain't the kind that you can see.
so sweet. I'd like to kiss them, but I can't break away from all of these chains. The baby's got me locked up in chains.
WMFO, Tufts Reform Radio in Medford, 10:06 in the morning, Saturday morning, what day is that? The 27th of February. Mike on the mic here until 11 with Mark Hurwitz. What's going on, Mark?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I just destroyed the joint, though.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but I'm glad you did.
I rolled up the shade to get a little light.
Oh, you rolled
in,
it up, all right.
The entire shade fell down.
That's right.
So now we have a lot of light in here, but I fixed it.
You fixed it.
So somehow I fixed it.
You're very handy.
I'm not. I don't even know how to put Dixie cups in the little thingy there. I don't even know what you call the thingy that holds the Dixie cups. So.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
And I have a mea culpa as well.
A what?
A mea culpa.
I don't speak Latin. I'm sorry.
A mea culpa means an apology.
Oh.
Yeah, I started off the last set with something I said was new from Calexico, and it wasn't. I was looking at the wrong list, but I'm never going to regret playing Calexico. That one was called When the Angels Played. Loved it. Speaking of Love It, this is just working today. Lyle Love It from the Step Inside This House CD back in 1998. That was Bears. Jimmy Charles Moody from the Islington EP. Excellent EP. Came out just middle of last year. That was called Other Man. Jimmy Charles Moody was that guy. Johnny Cash, a request for our good friend Joni Guerin. Wanted to hear that. From the Essential Johnny Cash. One Piece at a Time. And a Beatles track, yeah, but it was written by Jerry Goffin and Carole King, and they covered it on the Please Please Me CD back in 1963. It wasn't a CD, was it? It was vinyl. That was Chains, just a great version of Chains, the great Carole King and Jerry Goffin.
Yeah.
Music writing, music recording machine, those guys.
Incredible. That's 53 years old, and it just sounds so fresh.
Yeah, just like me.
You're pretty fresh.
Yeah.
Crickets. Okay. I hear crickets.
Yeah.
You hear crickets?
So listen, our friend Mark Hurwitz is the owner and curator of Boston's Hidden Restaurants, located online at hiddenboston.com, where he's got a lot of restaurant reviews. Also got a companion blog called Boston Restaurant Talk with industry news. And as usual, when Mark's here, he's going to treat us to some reviews and some news and other stuff. Go ahead, Mark.
What's the other stuff?
That's for you to do. I don't know.
Okay. Should I talk about the shade collapsing on my head again?
You already did that.
Oh, right. Okay. So there's a few restaurants I've been to lately that I reviewed, and actually I'll mention one that I reviewed for Dig Boston the other day. I'll start with that one first. Cali Square Pub in East Boston, which I may have mentioned maybe a year ago here. Just a classic old school Boston place. Been around maybe 30 years, but it feels like it's been around for 100 years. It's a little like Santarpio's in a way, where you have the bar on one side, you have the restaurant on the other, and a lot of the high tops and the boots and cheap beer, cheap pizza, some of the best pizza you'll find. And actually, they have Sicilian sheet pizza and Italian style, and both are terrific. The sheet pizza, Sicilian, I like saying sheet pizza. But the Sicilian pizza is terrific. It's one of the best in Boston, maybe just not quite to the level of Galleria Umberto in the North End, but it's tough to reach those heights if you've ever been to that place on Hanover Street. So, and they have a room in the back called the Endelman Room, and it's named after Eddie Endelman, who many of us know, kind of a legend in sports talk radio in this town. But that's Cali Square Pub. It's near Central Square in East Boston, kind of near the Callahan Tunnel. So on my site this week, I reviewed Brothers, which not the Brothers that you find on the North Shore. There's a lot of different restaurants called Brothers, and they're all Greek cafeteria-style restaurants. This is Brothers in Brookline, and it's kind of a slightly upscale, new American, eclectic place with Mexican, Italian, Middle Eastern, and American food. And they have some incredible dishes like short rib tacos and They have shepherd's pie with short rib meat, too. And just everything there is really fresh. The prices are pretty good. You know, a lot of dishes are under $20. And it's in two different rooms. One room is a bar, one room is a restaurant, but both rooms are very quiet and kind of nice and dark and cozy. And I think people are thrown by the name because it's called Brothers. People assume it's one of the Brothers restaurants that you find in Wakefield or Danvers or Lynn, but they're not connected at all. So if you get to Brookline, it's on Harvard Street between Coolidge Corner and Alston. And finally, one more restaurant is the, it's not really a restaurant, actually. It's a bakery. And it's really close to the studio here. It's in Medford, South Medford, which is very old school Italian neighborhood. Everyone who, you know, it's there's so many Italian bakeries and restaurants. And it's tough to find if you don't know the Boston area that well. It's South Main Street, south of Medford Square. And the place is called Itlo Bakery. And it's just a simple little bakery with scalli bread and Italian cookies. And they also have that Sicilian pan pizza that I was talking about at Kelly Square Pub. And it's a buck a slice. So you can go into Italo Bakery and you can walk there from here. So maybe we should walk there now, put on a long song and go there.
Okay.
You could get five slices for $5, and they'll cover you for two meals. And it's just really good Italian Sicilian pan pizza. So, and that's a very hidden gem. It's on a residential street, kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Very, very cool.
So, yeah.
All right. Is that pregnant pause meaning you've pretty much used up your time?
I have nothing else to talk about, really. Oh, I do. Well, I probably shouldn't say anything, but there's a couple of feature articles coming out in a couple different publications I'm involved with over the next 2 to 3 weeks. Next time I'm in, I'll tell you what they are, but dealing with restaurants.
Really? Dealing with restaurants? I never would have guessed.
I know. Really. Go figure.
All right, everybody. Thank you, Mark. Really appreciate that. 10:13 in the morning. I have some new music coming up from Joe Bonamassa. Very excited. Right after this PSA from us here at WMFO.
Hi, this is Ronnie Wood of The Stones for Rad. You know it's okay to rock and roll and party, because I do it all the time. Just let someone else do the driving, because when I have a drink, that's what I do. Remember, rock lives, and you should too. Please don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
That's right, everybody. Please don't drink and drive, because that would be a bad thing to do. But you can drive, just not while you're drinking. Why do you say that, Mike? I say that because this new track from Joe Bonamassa is from a disc called Blues of Desperation, and this is called Drive, WMFO.
guitar. That kind of bothers me, 'cause now she's gone too far.
Telephones, opera house, favorite melodies, song. TVs. Our brain hurt like a warehouse. It had no room to spare. I had to cram so many things to store everything in there. And all the fat, skinny people. And all the tall, short people. And all the nobody people. And all the somebody people. I never thought I'd need so many. Knelt and kissed the feet of a priest, and a queer threw up the sight of that. I think I saw you in an ice cream parlor, drinking milkshakes cold and long, smiling and waving and looking so fine. Don't think you knew you were in the song. And it was cold.
WMFO, we're Tufts Freeform Radio right here in Medford, 10:34 in the morning. Mike on the mic and Mark Hurwitz here as well until 11. Right, Mark?
No.
Okay.
I'll be here till about quarter of 11. Because,
that's right. You've got to take off.
As you know, I'm also a hiking leader for the Appalachian Mountain Club, and I need to get into the Middlesex Fells as soon as possible.
Remember, like on Letterman or Johnny Carson, even when he had a guest that was a big-time guest,
yep.
They always said, sorry, I got to leave. You know, oh, I know, you got stuff to do.
Yeah, well, so I wish I was a big-time guest.
This is kind of what you're like, sort of.
Well, I'm not big-time, but I am a guest.
Okay, Mr. Big
and
Time.
And I'm leaving early.
All right. Well, sorry to see you go early. All right, had a great last set there, everybody. Let me tell you what we did. Brand new from Joe Bonamassa. Guy just doesn't disappoint, does he, Mark? I mean, lots and lots of new stuff coming out all the time, and none of it sounds reminiscent of the old one. That's a nice way of my saying it. It doesn't all sound the same. And it's just when are people going to realize that he exists and how great he is.
Right, we were just talking about that. I think was he in his 40s now?
I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe late 30s, but he's been around a while.
Yeah.
But people don't realize He's
so good.
Yeah, how great he is.
All right, that's from something called Blues of Desperation, and it was called Drive. Joe Bonamassa, new at WMFO. Jackson Brown, next, a request for Mark. It was live from the Running on Empty CD. I guess it was a live version of that. Shaky Town, and that's also for Susan Button Lyons as well, even though you didn't know it, Susan, but it was. Hope you enjoyed it. Then we had a couple of requests for our friend Brian Young. I'll tell you about him in a second. First, he wanted to hear something called by a band. You want to hear something by the band The Irresponsibles. Quality of Life is a CD that was called She Turns on the Sun. Great band, Brian, as always. Thanks for the request. And Brian's guest today is a great, great band called Freebolt, Michael Bernier's Freebolt. And I found something I wanted to play from 2014's Take the Product. That was the title track to that one. It was just awesome. Brian is on with Crash Course for the Ravers from 1 to 4 today. Don't miss it with Freebolt. And just had one of our favorites from David Bowie, from Ziggy Stardust. That was 5 years. One of those just great songs from David Bowie.
You know All Music, right? AMG?
Kind
of a music guide. All Music Guide.
Yes, I don't know from where, but yes.
They once said that may be the greatest opening song to an album of all time. And it really is. I mean, imagine 1972, first time you listen to Ziggy, and that's the first song you hear.
You can just get lost in that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just mind-boggling how much great music Bowie had.
Unbelievable. All right, so we're coming into the final stretch here of the show today. Got some great music coming up, but right after a PSA here at WMFO.
Almost busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
Show was long and we were just sitting there.
All right, WMFO. Nice little PSA from our friend Willie Nelson. Promise you some really good music here. Wasn't kidding. Sometimes I am, but I wasn't. This is just fantastic. This is sort of the answer to Ray LaMontagne's Part 1, Hey No Pressure, that I played for the last 2 weeks. This one's called Part 2, In My Own Way, both from a forthcoming album called Ouroboros. This is almost Pink Floyd-ish, so I dare you to guess what I'm going to play next. Enjoy this, everybody. This is Ray LaMontagne, WMFO.
Lock the door, draw the shade, close my eyes, I'm miles away, I'll spend. Thank you.
Crawling Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Made a date with destiny. She wore black and I wore jeans. I met a girl, her name was Faith, and I lost her quickly, it seems. Faith will come around again, but destiny will never change. Now, he's got sick of waiting for hope. She was always late, so I just gave up. But I was never good at being alone. And when I gave up hope, I thought I'd give him another name. Now hope is probably out of faith, but destiny will never change. You don't need to read between the lines, 'cause some things I just can't have.
Hey, everybody, WMFO. 2 minutes, well, 1 minute before 11 a.m. here. And Mike on the mic signing off. Let me tell you what I played, and then I'm going to tell you whether it's Jane or whether it's Sue that's here today. You think on that, but I'll tell you in a second. Started the last set with Ray LaMontagne, brand new effort from him, forthcoming record called Ouroboros. You know already I can't pronounce that. That was part two in my own way, sort of a answer to part one, Hey No Pressure, that I've been playing lately. Pink Floyd followed that up because that was so Pink Floyd-y. That's a word. That was from Dark Side of the Moon, of course, Us and Them. Elvis Costello, one of my favorite from the Trust CD, New Lace Sleeves.